First of all, situation at Wausau West. What exactly happened today?
Well, we ended up with a credible threat for against one of our students by an individual that's not one of our students in the district. And the threat was significant enough that we felt it was important to do a soft lockdown of our building here at West and make sure that in the event that situation could come into our building that we were prepared and ready to react.
When you say a soft lockdown, what's the difference between that and your other procedures?
Well, probably the question you're asking is the difference between a soft lockdown and a hard lockdown, so to speak. And a hard lockdown is when kids are out of sight and we're trying the threat is in the building and we're making sure that they're not visible and doors are locked and out of sight and kids are safe in that fashion. Soft lockdown, we keep kids in their building, in their classroom as necessary, and if we allow movement, we allow movement, but not until administration allows that movement themselves. And they you continue to teach potentially and continue as normal as much as possible, knowing that there's a threat out there.
Now, do I understand correctly that the perceived threat did not make it into the building today?
That is correct. The perceived threat was apprehended by the police department outside of the building.
So he did show up, or she, he?
No, not. I apologize. Not directly outside of the building. He was away from the building, significantly distance away from the building, nowhere close to West when he was apprehended.
Are you able to say what that situation was?
I don't know all the details of the threat right now, just that it was significant enough that the police department and the administration at Wausau West deemed it appropriate to do the soft lockdown to keep kids safe.
How are you made aware of the threat?
It's our practice when a situation occurs like this that they contact us over at central office and let us know what's going on so we can be available for the media, be available to assist them in enacting their procedures as necessary.
Well, let me rephrase that. How was the threat brought to you?
Okay, I understand. I think what you're asking, the threat came to our attention via the student, one of the students that received, or the student that received the threat. That person felt comfortable enough to come to an adult in the building and say, something's wrong with this, and I need your assistance.
I'd heard a rumor, but I don't know if you can even comment on it. Apparently, boy from another area school, girlfriend in this school, or ex-girlfriend in this school, and a threat to do harm. Do you know anything about that, or can you not say?
I don't know all the details of the threat. I can tell you that the threat did come from somebody that's not one of our students in the district, against one of our students that was in the district, or is in the district. I don't know all the details of the threat, other than the fact that it was significant enough for us to lock down the building.
The threat is male or female, and your student male or female?
I believe I heard the police department comment to the news media that it was a male student that was threatening a female student.